U.S. feed cattle trade wobbled from the gate at higher prices Thursday. Although expected to continue through the winter, it appears La Nina conditions are weakening. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow with light to moderate demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although there were too few to trend, early dress sales in Nebraska were at $180 a hundredweight, which was $2 more than last week. Live sales there last week were at 112 to 113. In the Western Corn Belt, early dress sales were steady to $2 higher at 178 to 180, but too few to trend. Early live sales there were 50 cents to $3 higher at 113, but too few to trend. Trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in the Southern Plains. Live prices there last week were at $113. Cattle futures closed higher Thursday, extending gains from the previous session, with moderating grain futures prices and the outlook for higher cash fed cattle prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher, from 12 cents higher to $1.30 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.03 lower Thursday afternoon at $234.25 a hundredweight. Select was $2.95 lower at $220.44. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed to 2 cents lower through SEP of 21 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 4 cents higher through SEP of 21 and then mostly 7 to 8 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed across a broad range at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Here's a geographic sampling. Steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 5,287 head. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower and then steady to $4 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 750 sold $2 to $4 lower, steady to $1 higher at 750 to 850 pounds, and then steady to lower undertones at heavier weights. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $7 higher, but steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. Heifers sold steady to $5 lower. There are 4,835 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, and feeder heifers there traded steady. Steer calves sold mostly steady. Heifer calves sold steady with instances of $10 higher for fancier types at 400 to 550 pounds. There are 4,466 head on offer. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing more than 450 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 higher with instances of up to $8 higher. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $4 lower with instances of up to $7 lower. The exception was $5 higher for heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. There were 3,808 head on offer. Steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 3,481 head. Higher undertones were noted for steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 650 to 900 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher, but $3 to $4 lower at 500 to 650 pounds. Higher undertones were noted for heifer calves weighing 300 to 500 pounds. Finally, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds also sold mostly $2 to $4 lower. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold mainly steady and then mostly $6 to $7 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,700 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, buoyed by positive quarterly corporate earnings reports and more optimism about the labor situation. Initial unemployment insurance claims for the week ending January 30th were 779,000, which was 33,000 fewer than the previous week and less than the trade expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 332 points higher, the S&P 500 was up 41 points, and the NASDAQ was up 167 points. Potentially, moisture chances could improve this spring and summer for some of the nation's driest areas. That's due to early indications that the current La Nina is weakening and could become neutral by summer. That was one of the key messages from Alan Dutcher, Extension Agricultural Climatologist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, during Thursday's virtual beef experience. Likewise, according to the latest update from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, La Nina is expected to continue through the Northern Hemisphere winter with a potential transition to neutral conditions during the spring. Even if more moisture returns more quickly than originally anticipated, Dutcher explained the 2020 drought left no moisture for most of the high plains, meaning that it will take at least a year for native pastures in the region to recover. Snowpack will drive drought risk in the high plains, Dutcher said, adding that so far this year it's significantly more than the same time last year. Finally, with the way weather conditions are shaping up, Dutcher expects late winter storms followed by an active severe weather season. Shorter term, he says conditions for the next 30 days are conducive to some powerful storms. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.